Well, no surprise here. The next topic is how do you draw this distribution that we've just developed, that is the cumulative frequency distribution? Well, it's actually pretty straightforward. Again, you have, like any graph, you have two axes, the x-axis or abscissa and the y-axis or the ordinate. On the y-axis, you plot the cumulative frequency, and on the x-axis, like always, we plot the scores. It's analogous to the frequency polygon in a sense. That is, our leftmost point always reaches down to the abscissa. So notice we have a zero plotted at 9. We have no 9s in our distribution, but we do connect at least in this case, the leftmost point down to 0. So we go beyond the score that we actually had in the distribution. And then we simply plot for each successive score the cumulative frequency from our table. So again, our score of 10 had 1. Our score of 11 had 3. Remember, 12 had 3 as well because there was nobody that we added when we picked up that category. And then you go to the highest score in the distribution, which is 17, and we should have 19, the total number of subjects in our sample. Again, cumulative frequency distributions tend to have specific shapes, but we really won't talk much about those. I'll only say that if you see a cumulative distribution that is shaped like a letter S, that gives you some indication that you might be working with a normal distribution underlying this thing. Okay.